1 week removed from the dual ceasefires, and the international community is still being shocked by the numbers coming out of Gaza. The death and destruction was expected to be unprecedented, but the extent is now surprising everyone. UN Undersecretary General John Holmes just returned to New York from Gaza and was still reeling from what he had just seen.
Around 1,300 Palestinians were killed, and more than 5,300 were injured. 34% of these were children. In short, one out of 225 Gazans was either killed or injured during the 3 weeks of this conflict.
As the smoke clears, the United Nations Relief Works Agency has been able to conduct a survey of Gaza to get a sense of the damage and to assess what is needed to rebuild. Commissioner General of UNRWA, Karen Abuzaid, says they've detected a pattern.
I've been deeply saddened to see what appears to have been systematic destruction to schools, universities, residential buildings, factories, shops, and farms. I've observed the atmosphere of shock and sorrow among the people of Gaza.
But that shock and sorrow is quickly turning to anger as the stench of death and destruction lingers. Calls from the international community continue to ring out for an independent investigation into the actions of the Israeli Defense Force, as their actions are being judged as inexcusable.
Given the scale and nature of the damage and loss of life, there are also obvious concerns about a lack of wider respect for international humanitarian law, particularly the principles of distinction and proportionality. There must be accountability.
When and where that accountability will come from remains to be seen. Commissioner General Abuzaid says the humanitarian crisis is the pressing matter of the moment and must come to an end. The UN is sticking to its official position on how Gaza can begin to recover from the years-long blockade.
All of the crossings open, and open for all kinds of goods, not just humanitarian goods, but goods that are going to be able to reconstruct what's been destroyed in Gaza, and opened as well for commerce. The crossings have to be open for things to come in and things to go out, people and goods.
For now, the Israelis are only letting in around 120 trucks per day. The UN says 500 is the absolute minimum needed to bring about an end to this humanitarian crisis, and that 1,000 trucks per day will be needed to rebuild Gaza. Mike Mazzocco, Press TV, United Nations.